Ja, da sind wir wieder. Das war ein Track, UFO, wie hieß der?
Dr. Wow Meow.
He's a DJ in Berlin right now.
Yeah.
And I think today in the evening there's a party of him.
Okay.
But we...
We are nerds, we don't attend parties, do we?
Leider, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pity, but we try our best.
It's a lie.
Yeah, of course.
It's a lie. They are partying.
Of course they are partying.
They are not nerds, they are partiers.
And I have to say, most of the nerds I see here are people who are actually attending parties and not the common nerd picture you might have out there. But Gregers, welcome.
Thank you. I have to say welcome to the audience out there. I don't know how many who are there, but I hope, at least I think there might be at least one person. So hello. Yeah, no, but also in the audience. I know somebody asked for the specific details, so crazy him.
Crazy
I hope
him.
You're listening. I'm GLP, or Gregers, and we're here live. It's a little bit slow still, a little bit. It's still early in the morning.
Yeah, but, it's early in the nerd morning,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah. But it's getting there, and we've had a couple of really, really good days. Yesterday, it happened. Commit number 10,000 in SVN. It was immediately, yes, it was immediately taken care of with Mekong Whiskey. So everybody was very happy.
Okay. To tell the people who might not know what OpenWRT is, what is this cryptic name about?
OpenWRT was from the beginning on an distribution or system aimed at wireless routers for substituting original firmwares with a much better system. Presently, the development has branched out, and we are now at the reality point that it is a complete embedded platform for basically whatever platform you can imagine and basically for whatever use you can imagine.
So from a simple router to a multimedia server, everything is possible with this embedded Linux distribution.
Absolutely.
That's a nice thing. How many developers you think are involved regularly in the development of the system?
Oh, it's a difficult question, but I can say there were the developer group here who attended, who either have attended or are attending still the Congress, are about 12 individuals. And I would say there's probably a developer group between 15 and 20 who are doing continuously adding new source, new code.
That's a huge number of contributors for a free software project, I have to say.
Yeah, it's not too bad. And then there's a huge number of individuals who are submitting patches and working on maintaining packages. And so it's quite a substantial group of people involved. And also, I think the official numbers for the user base or the members registered in the forum is between 12 and 15,000. So it's not too
Which
bad.
Which is fair enough. And for the listener, it might be interesting as well that the whole Freifunk-based networks using the Freifunk firmware on their routers, mm-hmm. of course. But this firmware is definitely and directly based on the work OpenWRT has done. At the moment, Freifunk runs on White Russian, which was the former stable version of OpenWRT, with a newer version since April, I think, or March, May.
Yeah.
It has switched to a newer kernel, 2.6, and it has switched, therefore, for different driver models, which are not that stable for the hardware we're using in Freifunk yet. But I think that's going to be changing within the next months. And so Freifunk and a lot of there are many, 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 many more free network communities out there than Freifunk. And I have to say, most of them will sooner or later switch to a latest OpenWRT version, which is Kamikaze. Do you know more about the name?
The name Kamikaze?
Yeah.
Or if there is going to be a new name?
Why this name was taken and what's the next name might be?
I think it was basically chosen in the beginning because it was kind of risky to use
that branch.
Okay, and the former name of the, or the name of the former stable version was White Russian, and the neat thing most users of Firefunk are not seeing, but everybody who is willing and brave enough to go to a console, take an SSH terminal to the firmware, sees when logging in as root, White Russian receive.
Yeah, and White Russian is basically the drink, White Russian.
Known from which film?
There you got me, I don't know.
The film with the dude?
I drink only White Russian. The film I've seen, yeah, of course. But it's early in the morning, you said it.
Yeah, and I forgot it as well, but everybody out there might know the dude, the White Russian, and the smoking behavior of this guy. This film is widely known, and we might get to the name during the show.
The Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Regas, you're great.
Yeah.
You get the first brownie point tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah, what's the what has happened for the OpenWRT crew at this congress already, and what's gonna happen?
There's been quite a bit of really good commits to Subversion.
Say programming work is getting done.
Yeah. Plus, we've had a couple of quite interesting meetings. Recently, it was decided to make an attempt at porting OpenWRT onto the OLPC, which has taken place, and X has been ported, and we've presented this work to a couple of OLPC developers who are here presently, and they are quite interested in the, what has been done, because ultimately an OLPC, this $100 laptop with OpenWRT as basis system, boots about 10 times faster than the original system.
And the original system is based on what? Just
Red
to
Hat.
Have a comparison?
Red Hat. Which is I'm not gonna say anything about Red Hat, but it is.
No, but it's just in comparison of the size of the system. Red Hat is a full-blown desktop or server system, where we are having a cute little, nearly embedded laptop for child for a price of $100, where an embedded platform might be the very better choice.
Yeah, I think that's actually the case. And there's also some talk that maybe there will be some collaboration between the OpenWRT developer community and the OLPC project in the future. I think that's a very interesting position. Then there's been discussion amongst the developers about the subject of OpenWRT is not anymore just a wireless platform. It is growing into an embedded platform, and this is needed to be communicated in broader terms. That now OpenWRT Kamikaze is a full-blown embedded platform, which is in many ways fully comparable and in reality much better than Open Embedded, which is out there on broad terms. And this has to be communicated to both the community, but also the outside world.
Just for curiosity, is there connection to the Open Embedded developers teams, or is it just two projects aside each other?
There, of course, it's the world is not very large, so there's of course connections and relationships and so on. But it is two very separate projects with two very different approaches to their development model. And it simply means that they might be both targeted and aimed at embedded platforms, but they are, in practice, very different.
And what's the special thing about having an OpenWRT meeting? Did the guys never meet before?
Some of them have met before, but it's basically, the majority of the interaction goes on via IRC or mailing lists, or
so developers are too far geographically from each other.
Yeah, we have people coming from all over Europe, from North America, and it's just a good opportunity for people to physically meet.
but not only for the developers to meet, but also for all the individuals who are using or who are daily members of OpenWRT.org to
of course, yeah,
to see, okay, these individuals are real people and they're just like we are. Perhaps just a little bit better.
No aliens, no strangers. But did you see some aliens around here on this weekend already? Some people have said there's the fairy dust has landed again.
There might be some around. They're difficult to recognize. But I wouldn't be too sure.
Okay, but you're sure there are none of them amongst the OpenWRT developers?
I wouldn't be too sure about that.
No comment. Okay, that's top secret then. UFO is trying to fix the stream.
No.
And I would say we are giving back to some music and get back to Gregers and OpenWRT in a minute.
3 minutes, I think. I would play some reggae at this time. No? So last week in the Conner Island, and now here at Radio Blue.